Elias stops in his tracks by the horror of what he sees. He curses in Greek. Sabrina! Elias rushes over, afraid to move her. Tears spill out. Trembling, he gently touches her bloody cheek. Elias is shaking as his voice fades. Trying to decide how to proceed, he checks to see if Sabrina's scalp is still attached before moving her from the machine, but it has been ripped clean away. Oh, God. He winces as he pulls her to him. He lays her on the floor, among the coagulated mounds of her blood. Kneeling beside her, he looks for signs of life. Bzzzt, bzzzt. Sabrina's phone receives a message, but he pays it no attention. He feels for a pulse, and his look becomes desperate. Come on, come on. He cups her face with his shaky hand. In a weak whimper, not like this. His anguish bubbles up and his scream bellows from deep inside. Sorry, guys, but I'm not going to scream. he slumps over her body and his tears mix with her blood. Bzz, bzz. Another message. This time he registers the sound. He glances over. He sees the screen says Jesse. How'd he react? He sniffs and wipes his face. Curious, he picks up the phone and drops into a sitting position. Clicking open, he reads the previous message through her blood-stained screen. Did you tell him you're Prego? Stunned, he scrolls through the previous messages and finds an image of an ultrasound scan. He drops the phone, raising his hands to his head, shaking. No, 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 no. He moves his hands to her body, shaking with shock. His face becomes emotionless, stained with tears. He sits silent, staring at Sabrina. The next morning, Elias's eyes twitch from flies landing and taking off his sleeping face. A fly lands on his cheek. It skitters to his lips, waking him with a snort. He jolts up, confused and groggy, when he looks to Sabrina, still lying on the tiled floor where he laid her, blood dry, a trio of flies crawling on her head. Get off of her! Elias screams. He brushes the flies away, and grief overtakes him again as he stares into her face. Before any tears can fall at the front door, grief turns to alarm as he hears the door rattle, followed by a muffled woman's voice. Is anybody home? Hello? He pushes up to a stand, aching from a night on the hard floor. Sabrina? Elias? Elias stands frozen with indecision, looking to the door, to Sabrina. Should he answer it? Should he hide her? Finally, he hurries out. Elias enters the main room. He freezes again, uncertain, then spots the clean aprons hanging on the back wall beside the doorway. He snatches one up and puts it on as he crosses to the door and wipes his dry, bloody hands on it. Elias undoes the lock and cracks it open. Elias! The woman shouts. The voice belongs to Sabrina's friend, Jesse. Young and also trendy. Jesse, good morning. Her words are annoyed, but there's nothing but excitement in her tone. Where have you guys been? I've been standing out here for 15 minutes. Is Sabrina here? Sorry. We decided to take the day off. We slept in. So, how was the anniversary dinner? Any surprises? The memory of last night's surprise is like a slap in his face. But he quickly recovers, realizing what she means. Yes. Oh God, it's amazing. Jessie squeals with excitement. So, what's next? Should I be helping her pick out gowns? Elias forces a laugh. One step at a time. I'll bet. Is she up? No, not yet, Elias responds. We were up late. Well, it looks like you've been busy. She indicates to where the apron has come down to reveal rusty brown stains on his dress shirt. He pulls it up. Oh, that. The price of beef was too good to pass up this morning. Tell you what, I'll let Sabrina know you stopped by and I'll save you a couple of ribeyes, okay? Great! And congratulations! Elias waves goodbye as she leaves, then locks the door and leans against it. He breathes deeply. Suddenly, he frantically pulls his phone and dials. Into the phone. Frankie! Yes, I know I woke you. Look, no need to come in this week. I'm closing the shop up for a few days. No! No, you'll still get paid, but I want to do some renovations. Just Sabrina and me. Yes, you will get paid. He hangs up, sighs. One more issue taken care of for now. Elias returns to Sabrina's side. It's going to be okay. I'm going to fix everything. He pulls her to him, kisses her. Next, we would have a series of shots of Elias laying Sabrina on his bed, Elias tending to all her wounds, cleaning her up, and Elias at a beauty shop, choosing a wig similar to Sabrina's hair. And we'll show Elias fighting to fit the wig on Sabrina, having a hard time getting it right, disappointed with the look. Elias sitting down to a candlelit dinner with Sabrina, who is propped up in his bed. I love you, he says. Upstairs in his bedroom, over the chop shop, Sabrina sits propped up in his bed, dressed in pajamas, a rolling tray table positioned over her lap. Her wig has slid down, slightly askew. There's a fly that explores the seam of the wig, and Elias enters with a heaping tray of breakfast items. I hope you're hungry. I know I am. He places the tray before her when he notices her wig. Ugh, this thing. It never stays where you want it. He moves it, carefully adjusting the hair around her shoulders, when something drops into his hand. A maggot. What? He pulls the wig back to find her scalp wriggling with larvae. Elias curses in Greek. He yanks the wig off, throws it to the floor, and stomps on it. Get off! Get off! Get off! He brushes the maggots off her head, picks them off the bed, tears brimming in his eyes. Finally, he slumps beside her, clutching her hand and kisses it. This isn't supposed to happen. I'll make it better, I swear. I'll fix. And he's interrupted by noises from downstairs. Elias comes down the steps to the main room to the sound of someone tugging roughly at the door and tapping on the glass. He hurries over, unable to see who it is through the advertisement posters in the front window. He opens the door quickly. We're not open. His frustration falls away when he sees the same young woman with the fiery red to auburn ombre hairstyle Sabrina was so captivated with before. The red-haired woman, very diplomatically, says, I know, but I'm in a hurry, and I was told no other place would do, that I had to get the cuts from you. Taken off guard, Elias allows her inside. Come in. The red-haired woman becomes increasingly frantic. So my boss put me in charge of this business party tonight. The actual event planner did squat, so now I'm stuck doing everything in less than a day, and I'm just his office assistant. You have no idea how picky this guy is. If I don't get this perfect, I might as well look for a new job. She takes a deep breath, recentering herself. I'm at your mercy. She waits for a moment for his reply, but he only stares. She continues, everything else can go wrong, but if I don't get your meat, the whole business merger will apparently fall apart. Elias recovers. So, what do you need? Enough of your best cuts to cover, say, 50 people? Is that possible? His eyes drift to the stairs as he laughs nervously, then looks back at her. She touches his arm. Elias surrenders. I'm sorry. Yeah, I can do that. Oh my God, thank you so much. What time should I pick it up? Give me your address and phone number, and I'll deliver it to you. What time do you need it by? He hands her a notepad and pen from the register. She writes down 5 p.m., Jade Wilson, 8741 East Loki Lane, 415-485-6857. Jade hands him the note with a broad smile and leaves. Elias follows her to the door, locks it, and watches her leave through a gap between the posters. Elias, the noises you happen to hear right now are of my cat trying to get my attention. Cindy. Brat. Elias returns to Sabrina and cleans off the last of the maggots. I'm sorry to rush out like that, but I have good news. I think I found something that might cheer you up, he says to Sabrina. He uses a wet rag to gently wipe the top of her head. I'll fix it. Elias always fixes it. He pats her cheek. There's an eerie d you know what that the sounded it looks better in the writing. Dichotomy. I can never pronounce that word. Dichotomy. In his gaze, as a single tear floats down his emotionless face. Will you open your eyes for me? No response. Please open your eyes. Still nothing. Dead silence. Elias brings his hands up to his face as though he's going to snap. Finally, he gives in and manually opens one of her eyes to reveal a liquidy white puddle. Milky fluid runs down the side of her face. Elias recoils in agony. Sabrina's chemical ravaged eye remains open. He quickly closes it in disgust. Zoimau, I'm so sorry. Elias takes a breath, represses his emotion, and carries on as if having a normal conversation. I've got some errands to do. You get comfy here. He repositions her to a lay-down position on the bed, slides the untouched breakfast tray closer. I'll leave this in case you get hungry. Elias walks out of the room. Later that day, you see him at a toy store. Endless people-free toy store aisles. The store's practically deserted. Elias appears out of place and very uncomfortable. He walks awkwardly along, looking at the rows of dolls and stuffed animals, picking up random ones and looking them over. The last one he throws down with a disgusted scoff. Elias grumbles to himself, "What am I doing here?" He strides towards the exit, when suddenly he's stopped by an end-cap display of clearance items and locks eyes with a doll. He reaches out for the Tim Burton Big Eyes doll. Completely captivated, his breath shallows. He takes it down, analyzes it, then quickly walks to the register where the cashier, an older woman waits behind the register. The cashier welcomes him. "Did you have trouble finding anything?" No, not at all. He forces a smile, deep in thought. The cashier. "Oh, this doll. Horrible little thing. My granddaughter loves this, though. Is it for your daughter?" The comment startles him, and it brings him back to the moment, shaking his head. No, it's for my fiance. She would love the eyes. We just found out we're pregnant. He gives a weak half-smile. Oh, congratulations! His smile becomes real big and confident, feeling warm inside. He pulls out his phone and shows the ultrasound photo he had forwarded himself from her phone. The cashier, I bet it's going to be a boy, a strapping young man like his daddy. She chuckles. His smile turns warm. I wouldn't mind a little clone of my fiancé. It'd be wonderful either way. He finishes checking out and walks out with a smile on his face. Later that day, in a large grand hall set for a formal party, servants bustle around, making sure everything is perfect. Directing them is Jade Wilson, the red-haired woman, now in an elegant blue dress. She's both professional and alluring at the same time, her flaming red hair tied back in a ribbon with gentle waves. Jade enters the kitchen to check on the hors d'oeuvres. The French chef storms up to her. Forgive me if I try to speak it in French or with a French accent. I am horrible at those. Please forgive me. What meats did you order? I've no idea what to make with it if I don't know what is coming. The best. And what is that? Just the best. I left it up to the butcher. Oh, great. Some amateur with a dull cleaver and fat seeping from his pores is going to pick the main course for this event? Now that's unfair. I know you prefer to pick your own. I'd refuse to be held responsible for the catastrophe that this dinner is sure to be. Grumbling incoherently, he fumbles around with random kitchen utensils. What time is said meat going to arrive? Soon. You get back to work and stop spreading your pessimism. The doorbell rings, almost like angels singing. At the front door, Jade looks at her watch and moves swiftly to the door as the maid starts to answer it. I'll get it. Make sure the tables are set outside. Thank you. Jade opens the door, and Elias is there with coolers in tow. Relief floods over her. Hi, you are my hero. You just don't know. I like to help when I can. Where would you like this? In the kitchen, over there. Fair warning, the chef is in the mood. They enter the kitchen. Jade announces, all right, the meat has arrived. Elias. I'm Elias. How are you? Elias holds out his hand to shake hands. The French chef simply looks at him. French chef says, I'm learning to get paid twiddling my thumbs. How are you? I see. Where would you like the meat? Elias looks at the French chef with heat building behind his eyes. The French chef crosses his arms. A Coleman cooler? How charmant! Don't want it to go bad, make people sick and such, at such an affair, do you? The French chef eyeballs Elias as Elias opens the cooler. And what grisly hunks of hide have you saddled me with tonight? Elias starts pulling out slabs of meat, naming them. Let's see, I've got beef loin, tenderloin roast, lean marbled ribeyes, and for the adventurous of your group, I also brought elk sirloin tips, If you are inexperienced in at cooking elk, I also brought. Elias moves the cooler to reveal another two smaller coolers beneath, opens them both, and motions to each. I have a selection of spices and basic trimmings to complement the meats, as I figured you wouldn't have time to prep once you received them. Also, here are various seafood options. Naturally, a lot of shrimp and scallops for the appetizers. The French chef looks dubiously at him and the stuff. And testing Elias, he asks, "Why are the spices and seafood separate? You had room in this Coleman?" Elias, any real chef knows the scents will cross-contaminate and ruin the palate. The chef looks at him again, almost accepting. "I like him. You may go." Jade pulls Elias to the door, Elias scowling at the chef as he is unloading everything. She grins too happily. "Nobody has ever made that guy happy. You really came through for me. Do you have the receipts?" "Oh, yeah." Elias hands the receipts for the supplies. "This doesn't include the meats. I haven't added it together yet." Jade flirtatiously. "Well, let's go tally it up then. There's a nice room upstairs where we can discuss how you'd like to be rewarded." She winks at him, and he follows her, fidgeting. They enter a massive office space filled with fine antiques and expensive decor. Jade removes her heels and plops down on a dark wooden desk. She twists the chair with her foot to face it towards Elias. "Come on, sit down. I got the calculator right here." Elias hesitates, and she holds it up in one hand and beckons him to come to her. He sees flashes of Sabrina's face instead of hers for a moment. Sweat beads on his brow. He slowly walks up to the desk and sits down. She crosses her legs away from him. "All right. So, the ribeyes. How much for those?" Elias shifts anxiously. He rubs his pant legs to dry his hands and glances towards the door. $75? Okay. And the elk? Brilliant. Very exclusive vibe, by the way. You said this was important. Couldn't hurt. $150. And the rest of the meat? Elias scrunches his face up, thinking, her toes playing with the chair near his leg. "I don't know. I'll get back to you on that. I can't do this." Jade leans back and reaches for a pad and pen that's just out of her grasp, uncrossing her legs with an open view, causing Elias to look away. Jade grunts as she's reaching. I don't get the reason for such a large desk." Elias pulls on his shirt repeatedly to cool himself. "I can't do this." Elias puts his hand on the desk to rise as she comes back up with the items, and they are face to face. Her legs slide a little further open and tries to blow her bangs out of her face and bites her bottom lip. He again sees flashes of Sabrina looking at him instead of Jade. "Can't do what?" Elias gently moves her bangs for her. She goes to kiss him, and he stands up straight and steps back a few steps. "I'm sorry. I can't. It's wrong." "If it's because I'm a client, here." She writes a check out for $2,000. Hops down and hands it to him. "There, done deal," she says with lips thirsty for a kiss, leaning against his chest, peering up at him. Elias pockets the check without taking his eyes off her. "No, this can't be right." "Well, do you think you'll get another chance with a girl like me?" She casually looks up at him as though she didn't insult him. Elias is stupefied. "Excuse me?" She saunters back to the desk, smirking. You heard me, Elias. Let me do you this favor for saving me tonight. Favor? Like, having sex? Well, duh. Get over here, big boy, and let me rock your world. He walks up to her and sees Sabrina instead of Jade. Takes a deep, long, hard kiss. He lifts her up on the desk in between kisses. Jade, very sensually in his ear. I see the point of a big desk now. Elias caresses her as she kisses his neck. He slowly reaches for a marble paperweight and grasps it tightly as pleasure pulses through his body. Jade, in a sultry hiss, I want to make you beg for more. She starts to lean back with a pleased smile on her face. Elias whacks the marble paperweight against the side of her head, knocking her out. He lays her across the desk, knocking items off. He moves her hair back carefully, traces her face, and looks at her closed eyes. His hands slide slowly into his pocket. I'm sorry, Jade, but Sabrina needs your hair. I have to. You understand, right? Elias looks pained as his hand comes up with a shiny hunter's knife. He flips it open and sets it down. He pulls her hair from under her. The ribbon floats to the ground, and he lets her hair cascade over the side of the desk. Elias grabs the knife and traces her hairline with the blade, trying to keep the hair dry from blood. Sweat drips from his face. He tugs the hair at the roots by her forehead to pull the skin up from the skull, peeling the scalp away from the bone with care. He gets near the end as he glances to her face in time to see her eyes open. The pain registers. She gasps to scream, and he covers her mouth quickly as she fights to get up. He thrusts his blade into her chest. I'm so sorry. A tear runs down his face. He closes his eyes tightly as she becomes limp again. He quickly completes the removal and discreetly leaves. A maid walks along the open upstairs railing, suddenly drawn to the office door that's mostly closed. She walks in, and through the house, a piercing scream echoes from the office.